Did you drag it behind your bicycle or no?
Oh, it wasn't that bad.
It was not. It was good.
Did you use it for a coaster when you had nothing else?
Just like when he plays guitar, turns up and exaggerates everything. Oh, look at me twiddly diddly 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 diddly.
I can do that with an air guitar.
Can you?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I bet you can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Before that, we had Def Leppard and Man Enough.
To be my girl. I'm a little bit confused by that. I don't really understand the lyrics.
Man Enough to be my girl.
That's what he's singing.
It makes sense.
Well, in this day and age, it's definitely
I suppose it does. Yep.
Yeah.
I wonder where Def Leppard, I mean, how does it hunt?
How does it what?
Hunt.
Hunt.
If it's deaf.
Well, just use a sense of smell, you idiot.
Oh.
Hmm. And it doesn't listen to music.
You don't need to have hearing.
How does it answer the phone?
Maybe it has a light flashing on it and can see.
Oh, that's it.
And has an answering machine.
And then out the side, these two hands pop out and do sign language.
Yep.
Oh, so it can order takeaway.
Of course it can.
Yes, absolutely.
Now it makes sense.
Before that, Pink and Sober from her 2008 album Funhouse. Mental as anything, the nips are getting bigger.
I love that song.
That's do you?
Yeah, I really do. Yeah.
You can relate to it, I suppose.
Yeah. Mm. Thank you.
Yes, yes, I'm awake up to you. And Beach Boys, Kokomo, and before that, Under the Covers, Greta Van Fleet, A Change Is Gonna Come. I liked the sound of that. It was good.
It was lovely, wasn't it?
Yeah,
got
very
that
good.
60s vibe in there.
Yeah.
Is the rest of the album as good as that?
Yes, the rest of the album is phenomenal.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
And the album is called?
That one, I can't remember. It's something about, From the Fires, that one is.
From the Fires.
Yeah, yep.
Okay.
What part of the world are those blokes from?
From America.
Uh-huh.
American.
Go on, say it.
Seppos.
Thank you very
what
much.
What does that mean?
Seppo, septic tanks, yanks.
Oh, got it. Of course. Why didn't I think of that?
Yeah, it sticks out like dogs, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Hmm. Here's Dr. Jack from Infinity Dental.
A retired couple had a chat with me about implants. They were just sick and tired of being unable to chew a snag and bite into an apple. They were worried about two things, the pain and the cost. After I explained everything, they decided to go ahead with implants to lock in their dentures. Now they couldn't be happier. They are always smiling.
Would you like the best in implants? Call Infinity Dental's Dr. Jack on 9389 9111 or visit smilecaredental.com.au. Infinity Dental station sponsor.
Pace is an urban renewal and property development specialist whose reputation is centred on delivering great places to live and work. They take pride in transforming and delivering harmonious communities. Royal Shores, developed by Pace, is a new waterfront community in Parramatta, set right on the waterfront at the gateway to Sydney Harbour. Royal Shores is one of Pace's most unique urban developments to date. Pace, transforming places since 1978. Station sponsor.
Al Asil is one of the fastest growing Middle Eastern restaurant chains in Sydney, and now they're opening in Castle Hill this Monday, the 23rd of September. This highly awarded brand has won some of New South Wales' most prestigious awards. With the catering business rapidly growing, Al Asil invested in a production kitchen and warehouse in Greenacre. And after a few years being in business, the demand to open more restaurants became apparent, and Al Kassil Lakemba was launched. As one of Sydney's most awarded Lebanese restaurants, Al Asil has become very well known to local and international visitors, including media outlets Gourmet Food Safari and Sydney Morning Herald, with divisions extending through to wholesale, retail, catering and events, and now launching in Castle Hill. So a few of the crew are up there tonight at Al Asil Lebanese Restaurant, so go and join them. Join the experience in the finest Lebanese food the Al Asil way from now, from 6 p.m. through till about 9 o'clock or so. For bookings, call 9131 5513 or the website Al Asil, that's A-L-A-S-E-E-L, alasil.com.au, or pop into 6 of number 14 Castle Street, Castle Hill. Alicil is a new and proud sponsor of Alive 90.5.
If you enjoy the classic hits of the 60s to the 80s and the latest tracks from current popular performers, then the Easy Listening Afternoon Show with Ross Higgins is for you. It's on every Saturday from 1 till 5pm, right here on Alive 90.5.
All right, up in this hour we have The Dodgy Song, Gidget's Book Reading, and Lord Pig's Pig Thought. Any indications which way that might go this evening?
It'll be silly.
Oh, will it?
If I know that's a step away from the norm, but yeah.
It'll be a bit silly, will it?
A touch on the odd side. You know what else is going to be a bit silly is the movie review, Jono.
Oh, is it?
What a waste of 2 hours. Fair dinkum.
Why do you do it?
I don't know.
You just like to waste 2 hours, do you?
Oh, sometimes you don't have to watch the whole movie.
Okay.
3 or 4 minutes is plenty.
Oh, well, that'll be just around about 8 o'clock. We'll
yeah,
have
around about, mate.
Lord Pig's movie.
And don't
reveal.
Forget in concert, 3 fantastic live tracks.
Yes.
Later on.
Yes, look at that. Blank. I don't know, have a clue. Who they are. You brought in...
The Suite.
That's right.
I can't tell you. I can, but I'm not gonna.
Okay, so it's a surprise, isn't
yeah.
it? Okay.
Is that all right?
Yeah, that's fine. Oh, gee, look what's up next.
Not another Deep Purple track.
Not another Deep Purple track.
What album, John?
Come Taste the Band.
Oh, awesome.
That's where they got the champagne glasses.
That's
isn't
the
it?
One. That's the one.
Oh, look, I'm so knowledgeable.
Oh, Drifter.
I always wanted a Valiant Drifter. Know their panel
van? Yeah.
Valiant Drifter.
You ever had a panel van?
No.
Oh, yeah, good machine.
Seven past seven.
Settle down, gotta hold on to love. Take it out, move it round. 'Cause all that I said of you do.
Hey, little girl, is your daddy home? Did he go and leave you all alone? I got a bad desire. Oh, I'm on fire. Tell me now, baby, is he good to you? And can he do to you the things that I do? Oh, no. I can take you high. Like someone took a knife, baby, edgy and dull, and cut a six-inch valley through the middle of my skull. At night I wake up with the sheets soaking wet and a freight train running through the middle of my head. Only you can cool my desire.
Springsteen, he's on fire. So are we tonight. And Deep Purple before that. Drifter from the album Come Taste the Band. Well, it's time for Lord Pig's Pig Thought. We won't have an intro this week. We'll just do it.
Dive in.
Okay? So one of our listeners' partners really enjoys your dulcet tones while you're doing this.
Does she?
Yeah, she's...
Well, that's good.
Your voice blows her over.
Really?
Loves it.
So does that have anything to do with the speed at which I should read this?
Yeah, just start off slow and then speed up a little bit later.
At the end?
Yes.
And then go back slow.
And then go back to slow again.
Yeah. Tonight's pig thought. G'day, Dave, by the way, you idiot. Tonight's pig thought is about people dancing in the background. Why? Could that be why no one takes you seriously? That is tonight's pig thought.
Just astounding, really.
Mm.
Oh, this is for you, kids.
That's more like it.
We'll be right back. 90.5.
The Screaming Trees, not the Screaming Jets, the Screaming Trees.
There's lots of screaming bands, isn't there?
They do that when you attack them with chainsaws.
Yes.
Oh, they don't like it. Happens?
They don't like it up them, the trees.
No.
No.
I try and stay away from subjects about fishing or chainsaws.
Because it's something happening.
And I fell for that one.
Yeah.
Screaming trees.
Chainsaws.
Oh, chainsaw. I just bought another one on eBay. I've got 57 chainsaws in my collection.
I've got 10 chainsaws. Is that all right?
You know what I'd like? A little teeny tiny chainsaw so I can do my pencils with it. Come on. If I gave you one, you would use it.
You would.
Maybe,
come on, admit it.
Maybe.
You'd use it on your pencil.
I do own a pencil, as far as I'm aware.
Yeah. BHB, 2H?
Oh, 2H. 2H. No, yeah. No, 2B, 2B.
2B?
Yeah.
2B
yeah.
Or not to be.
Or not to be, yeah.
After the chainsaw, maybe nothing.
But what you really want is a great big saw. With 404 pitch chain, that's what you really want.
A great
want.
Big saw, I could just cut into your arm and put a whole lot of dirt in it, then you'll have a great big saw on your arm.
Oh, why don't we do a chain? Why don't we do a chainsaw night? That's a good idea, Pig. Yeah, all right, okay. Well, I'll organise that. I'll bring in all the chainsaws,
yeah.
And you can just stay at home.
I have a chainsaw.
Do you?
Yeah, I got one.
How big
the
is
other
it?
Week.
Yeah,
it's pretty big.
Yep.
You chopped some of the tree down with it.
So oh, good.
Good.
Jerry Harvey's yeah. got one too. He's got
Has he?
Chain stores.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I've heard
oh,
about them.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's sick, isn't it? That's not good.
So how big's your bar?
What?
I thought you said you owned a chainsaw.
I did.
How big's your bar?
What's the bar?
The bar that the chain goes around. I know.
I don't know. Like this?
Oh, he's...
This? Oh. Like wow. My forearm?
It's about a foot. Oh, okay. Oh, so it's about, what, 60 yeah, 40, centimetres?
Or maybe 40 a bit inch. Longer.
Yeah. So James has got quite a big bar there on his chainsaw.
Oh, yeah. It's a
yeah.
big
mm.
one.
Yeah. Oh, that's mm-hmm. good.
Does Not he very oil, flexible.
Does he oil no. it regularly?
Yes.
Oh, that's
it's
good.
It's his baby.
Yeah.
Does he know how to sharpen it by hand?
I'm sure he will.
Oh, but like a jackknife. Okay.
All day.
I feel like I need to have a deeper voice right now.
Oh, tight trousers. Oh, come on, that's enough. So what do we have? We have Deep Purple Drifter, Bruce Springsteen, I'm on Fire, Mill City Rockers, Godzilla, and Screaming Trees, I Nearly Lost You, from their album Sweet Oblivion.
Where are they from, John?
I think they're American.
I think they're American too.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
I think.
Yeah.
I
yeah,
stand to
yeah,
be corrected
yeah,
on that.
No, but that's
I,
cool.
I do believe.
And we had our 10-minute version of the pig thought.
Yes, yes.
In the middle of all of that.
Yeah, yeah, that's good. We'll be back in just a moment with the dodgy song.
This is the second hour.
The director of Cherrybrook Real Estate, Sam Ramone, is a specialist in property management in residential in the Hills District. He prides himself on taking the stress out of property management and looking after your investment at a competitive rate. If you need property management, please call Sam Ramone from Cherrybrook Real Estate on 9980 9860. Station sponsor.
The Leukemia Foundation is the only national not-for-profit organisation dedicated to the care and cure of patients and families living with leukemia, lymphoma, myeloma and related blood disorders. The Leukemia Foundation receives no ongoing government funding. We rely on the generosity of the community. A donation to the Leukemia Foundation will help improve the quality of lives of patients and families and aid vital research into better treatments and cures. Visit leukemia.org.au.
It's time for this week's dodgy song.
Dodgy song. Dr. Thompson's department this week, and he always has a corker of a dodgy.
Yeah.
So you said earlier that you don't think it's too bad.
Well, I'll have a listen and see what you... I mean, there's parts of it that certainly appeals to me. Look, I've got to tell you, what was the dodgy that you played maybe 2 weeks ago and I wrote in and said that was...
That was fantastic.
It was it? So satisfying.
Was it Mrs. Miller or...
No, it was...
It wasn't that bloke who did the America's Got Talent, was it?
I don't know. That I think was
William Hung.
That was Hung. That one. William. Yes, I loved that.
The William Shulberg.
I felt so good after hearing that.
Did you?
Oh, fantastic.
Have you been to hospital recently?
Look, you know that there's a part of me that is entirely just pure sickness that just laps that kind of stuff up.
Yeah, you've got a sickness back
And here. I've described it before, but it's like eating the pickled onion before you have a really nice meal.
it kind of is so bad that when you have the meal, it feels even better than before. And that's what the dodgy song does for you.
Pickled onion.
What's wrong with pickled onions?
What's wrong with dodgy songs?
You have got a sickness vacuum.
Actually, I had a sandwich yesterday. Ham, lettuce and gurkhan.
Yum.
I like the gurkhan.
I love gurkhans. Yeah. Love them.
Prefer to say gurkhan than pickled onion.
Or just gherkin. Pickles.
Pickles?
Just pickles.
Or three threes pickles.
Yep.
Oh, yum.
I ate heaps of gherkins when I was pregnant.
Did you?
Yeah. I'm surprised she didn't come out with gherkins on her.
Oh, she's got a skin disease. Oh, it's just gherkin. All right, the dodgy song.
So you've got to be ready with that button, ready to jump in at about 1:38. It just stops all of a sudden.
Does it?
Yeah. Well, we're ready for that.
We like sudden stops.
Sudden stops. That's enough.
That's why God invented red lights, you know.
That's enough. Yeah. Stop now.
As long as it doesn't set the airbags off.
That's right.
Yeah, true. Oh.
Space, no one can hear you scream.
Scream.
Wow.
Are your ears bleeding yet?
You know
Thank
what?
Thank goodness.
I think I better go out and milk some cows and listen to this while I milk some cows and get on the tractor.
That's a good idea, actually.
That's good, kid. I like that.
Are there any cows outside the studio?
You got the heavy metal scream happening there.
Thank you.
I'm with you, Tomo.
There's something that appeals in that, isn't there?
You know what it is? Because it doesn't go on for 6 minutes.
You can handle it. Yes. Yep. Yes. You just got that nice little hit of it.
Now, it's certainly not as bad as William Hung.
Well, the timing was good. The drumming was good and everything.
Mm.
Lovely.
I want to do a couple of cheerios. Mm-hmm. Firstly, to the Woodville Road Terrier.
Yep.
I'm sure he's there.
And his trouble and strife.
And Mr. Wallace, he always listens, seems every week, so that's good. Nice to know you're there.
Does he have Gromit with him?
Yeah.
Wallace?
Good. Gromit's an ENT surgeon, as far as I know.
I thought Gromit was a dog.
Oh, close.
Wallace and Gromit.
Yeah, and they like cheese sandwiches.
Is that what's operating on you, a dog?
A dog.
Cheese. And a cup of tea.
No, you're a chicken.
Speaking of dogs, did you know that we have a puppy now?
You do?
Yes.
What's really? Its name? Is it a boy or a girl?
It's Evie.
Evie, so it's a girl.
It's a girl.
Yep. Lovely. What kind of dog?
It's mainly cattle dog with a little bit of something else in it.
Nice.
Yeah.
I bet it's a real cute little puppy and likes to play and...
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Bite things.
Bite things, yeah. I'll bite your finger, but not very hard.
Just suddenly, I've got to do a poo.
Yeah.
What does the dog think about that?
Very good, Lord. But bit of a pain when we go on holiday.
Yes, you've got to find somebody to look after. If you've got somebody who likes to dog sit.
No, we have to put in a kennel, extra money. But there we go.
Nice.
The daughter was promised
If you make a promise, that's right. You've got to hold to it.
Yeah. I didn't think she'd reach. I didn't think graduation would come around when she graduates.
There you go.
This week.
Yeah, yeah.
Where does time fly? All right, how about some rock?
Why don't we do that?
That'd be something different, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
This is Live 90.5, John Rob, Lord Pink, Gidget and Dr. Thompson. 26 minutes to 8, lots more to come, including weekly world news and Gidget's book reading.
Thank you.
Well, they've topped that up, haven't they?
That was nice, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good revisit. Remaster. Yeah. Duran Duran, Planet Earth. Excuse me. Bit polluted on Planet Earth. Akadaka before that, Go Down.
And Akadaka are coming back pretty soon. They're back on tour.
No.
With Brian Johnson.
Really?
Yeah, Brian
really?
Johnson's back in. You can't go on with Axl Rose. So Brian Johnson's back in. Well, his ears were going to get better. He didn't get permanent damage.
Okay.
He just needed a year and a half or so for the little hairs to grow back in his ears.
Okay.
And he's ready to go.
Okay.
I don't know who they're going to get on bass because...
I didn't think that happened, though, did it? Your hairs in your ears grow back.
No, your ears, to a certain extent, can regenerate. And same as they used to think, you know how you were told at school that your brain cells, you're born with them and then they don't regenerate?
Yeah.
That's bullshit. Shush. It's
nonsense.
Yes. Yeah. Just pulled myself
baloney.
Up there.
Baloney.
And that was only discovered maybe relatively recently, 20 years ago.
Yeah, yesterday.
And so your ears too can, yeah.
What about when you pull faces and the wind changes?
That's perfectly true. That's absolutely
true.
Yeah.
Same as unicorns. You know how, like, unicorns know everyone's name.
Yes.
That's true.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay.
And they fart rainbows.
Well, I don't think my hairs grow back.
Have you got tinnitus at all?
Oh, yeah, a bit.
Yep.
A bit.
Now, is it whooshy tinnitus or that tinnitus?
Oh, it's just when there's no noise
nothing
around,
at all, yep.
Bit of a...
Oh, you've got the hum.
Yeah,
okay, all right,
yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, not whooshing.
Yep.
Just... But only when it's, as I said, when it's
you've got to be dead
late
quiet.
At night and it's 2 a.m.
Yeah. Well, that's not so bad. If you had it all the time, so if you could hear it now when you were in conversation, then it's bad.
Oh, yeah, that'd drive you bonkers.
Yeah. But he had sort of almost a deafness thing until, and I think he's damaged the eardrum, but apparently he's okay. Because I heard him sing about 6 months ago, and I go, well, he's coming back. That's almost back to where he was. I said, there's nothing much wrong with that.
Well, I hope they do something to try to protect his hearing then.
It wasn't the music, it was the car.
He's got one of those. Yeah, that's right. He's right into the loud cars, isn't he? Yeah, that's right.
And he forgot his earplugs.
Like a silly Billy.
Like John Bonham was.
Yep. Was he in the cars?
He's in the cars, yep.
So who...
I don't know who they'll have on bass.
What, didn't Malcolm play rhythm?
Malcolm played rhythm, but they've got another... They've got a cousin.
Yeah.
Another young.
A cousin. What, the one from The Poor or something?
No, it wasn't him. It was somebody... I could be sure. I don't think it was him. But they've got a cousin playing rhythm. But the bass player, Cliff, has left. He said, I've had enough.
Oh, okay.
Had enough?
Yeah. But they'll get another bass player, is he?
And what about...
Angus is there still, of course.
What about drug dealer drummer in New Zealand?
I don't know. Who knows who will step out onto that stage?
You can play drums, can't you?
Yeah. Put your hand up. Get in touch with them.
Yeah.
Oh, I couldn't handle the schedule, I don't think.
I'll ring them up. They won't be allowed to play on Monday.
Wouldn't
nights.
That be good? We'll go along and watch Johnny play in AC/DC. Yeah.
I can do it.
You can do it. Of course you can.
No problem. All right, what we're going to do now is have Gidget's book reading.
Yes.
She's been waiting patiently while we waffle on about Brian Johnson.
Oh, she's a patient waiter.
Oh, I know.
Oh, yeah.
Go a waiter?
Tell us the book and go for your life.
It's called A 1950s Housewife by Sheila Hardy. I'll put the book up online as well.
On Facebook page.
to show everyone.
So was this written back then, was it? Or
This is many stories composed like together of other women saying that, you know, this is what it was like.
Oh, I see.
Really like in the 1950s. Okay.
Gee, I'd do that well.
Tickets.
A home of their own, except that it wasn't. At the end of the war in 1945, Britain was faced with an acute housing shortage in those large towns and cities that had suffered severe bomb damage. Often, whole streets had been totally wiped out, while others had been left and were declared unsafe as a result of a bomb blast. Attempts were made to repair as many of these as possible, but there was still a big gap between the number of houses available and the number of those who needed them. So you can see it shows the real reality that wasn't as glamorous as some people put in the 1950s. There was quite a bit of struggle because it was just after the war.
Yeah, it got a bit better towards the later end of the 50s and 60s.
But
reading
time.
John Lennon's the book that written by, I forget the author's name, but he grew up through that war thing. He's saying a lot of the houses and that were ruined, and you know, over one side of town they were rebuilding and everything.
Correct. And so families also had to, you know, basically live together. You know, they always painted a picture with the one family and the picket fence, and that really wasn't that way. You had probably your parents or your in-laws or actually another family. So you'd have two families under the one roof, but only a three-bedroom house.
But I think they had the picket fence and that in America because they didn't get bombed.
No, that's correct.
But England did.
England did.
And we came close too.
I know. Yeah. Imagine how terrifying that would be. You go to sleep and then you're woken up by the sounds. And it's just a lottery whether I just get blown to smithereens or sit back and,
Yeah, the sound of an air raid siren must have been absolutely unbelievable.
Yeah, and putting on those gas masks, getting prepared.
Well, that sounds good. So what's the name of it again, if people want to go and purchase it and read the book?
It is called A 1950s Housewife. You can go to a bookshop and get it.
And if you want to know what it's... Sorry.
Yep. It's written by Sheila Hardy.
And if you want to know what it looks like, we'll have it up shortly on our Rock and Roll Smorgasbord Facebook page. Still to come, Lord Pig's movie review, the 78 rev per minute.
Correct.
Weekly World News, and in concert featuring three tracks, including The Sweet on vinyl. But now I'm a bit hungry. I feel like a bit of meatloaf.
Mum, the meatloaf!
What about the chips?
Tonight, there's a better his eye and a blade shining oh so bright. There's evil in the air and there's thunder in the sky and a killer's on the bloodshot streets. On down in the tunnel with a deadly horizon, oh, I swear I saw a young boy down in the gutter. He was starting to foam in the heat. Oh, baby, you're the only thing in this whole world that's good and good and right. And wherever you are and wherever you go, there's always gonna be some light. But I gotta get out, I gotta break it out now before the final crack of dawn. So we gotta make the most of our one night together. When it's over, you know we'll both be so alone. Rolling on back to you. I'm gonna hit the highway like a battering ram on a silver black Phantom bike. Oh, when the metal is hot and the engine is hungry, I'm all about to see the light. Nothing ever grows in this rotten old hole, and everything is stunted and lost. Be damned, dancing through the night with you. Well, if I gotta be damned, you know I wanna be damned. Gotta be damned, you know I wanna be damned. Gotta be damned, you know I wanna be damned. There's always gonna be some light. But I gotta get out, I gotta break it out now before the final crack of dawn. So we gotta make the most of our one night together. When it's over, you know we'll both be so alone. Before the gates of heaven, I'll come crawling on back to you.
bottom of the pit in the blazing sun. Torn and twisted at the foot of a burning bike. And I think somebody somewhere must be tolling a bell. And the last thing I see is my heart.